This is CliffCentral.com.
Good day to all our listeners out there. My name is Malcolm Judy. You're hanging out with the worst guys. And as always, we're doing it in the worst way on this Hump Wednesday. If you're listening to this podcast, really glad we get to be making musical love in your ear right now. As always, there's so much to talk about. Today is another hot, fun topic that we got for you. You know, we're tired of getting so deep all the time. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing about duality. That's the thing about being a multifaceted human being, as we all are. You know, we can talk about all the shit. But today we're going to talk about the relationship that men have with their barbers. Why is it so important, man? Because I know dudes who would rather cheat on their girl than cheat on their barber. Yeah. We know. Men are trash. I died. But we're going to get into it. We're going to tell you all about it. And yeah, you're going to find out from us why it is that we treat our barbers with such love and respect, man. I don't think there's, in terms of who guys respect, it goes barber, favorite rapper, and then maybe, I don't know, your girlfriend. Yeah, man. But anyway, thank you to everybody who's downloaded our podcast. We are seeing the following grow. It's so amazing being on this journey with you guys. It's nothing but love from us here at The Worst Guys. If you want to hit us up for a chat at any point in time, do so. We are on Twitter at @the_worstguys. Facebook, we are @the_worstguys. And Instagram, we are The Worst Guys, one word, small letters. See what we're doing, what we're getting up to. We're always getting up to nonsense. But it's all good fun. We're all trying to have a good time out here in this life, right? Yeah, man, it's wild. We've also had a crazy week. We've had a really, really crazy week. So we're going to get into all of those news stories as well. Yeah, man, it's been, I don't know, man. A lot of the times I feel like the world is in disarray, that we never going to make it out of this. But, you know, I think humans are optimistic by nature, and I believe that we are actually in so much turmoil because we're about to break into something else. This is the revolution beginning. I've been speaking about the revolution. A lot of people don't believe me. I've been saying since 5 years ago, that 2 years ago rather, that in 5 years there will be a massive revolution that will take place. I still believe that. I think the world is changing in such a dramatic way that it's actually unstoppable. The rise of technology. I hope the technology doesn't destroy us. But we're already destroying ourselves. So who cares what's doing it? Who cares what's doing it? Yeah, man. So let's actually start thinking about what we're going to do, because the revolution is here. What's your part in the revolution going to be? I feel like if you're not an artist or a creative, I don't know, man, because technology is going to take over lawyers' jobs, is going to take over accountants' jobs. Dog, the world is going to be disrupted so soon, guys. So soon. But anyway, enough of that. Let's get to the fun stuff.
What's happening?
Easy. What's going on with you, G? What's happening? What's that about, my boy?
Hey, bruh, life is a bit of a, how do I say it? It's a bit of a situation at the moment.
Hectic? Why is that?
Yo, like, on Monday, this past Monday, you know, because I see myself as an Instagram, micro-influencer, even though I'm not a micro-influencer yet, you know, fake it till you make it, know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no, like, I realized I had to be up at work early in the AMs. I still had, you know, like, to do my training session afterwards. Like, I had a lot of shit going on. Still, I had Worst Guys business to handle as well. Like, so much going on. totally slipped my mind that it was Monday, you know. And I started this thing of posting Monday motivational posts and carrying out the theme throughout the week. I said to myself, I'm like, shit. It's like 9 o'clock, 9:30. I haven't even posted it. Now I'm preaching about consistency. What happens now? What happens now?
Huh? Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I start thinking to myself, you know, hey, man, rather late than never, right? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, never late is better.
Yeah, you know? For
this,
sure.
There's life is always going to throw you a curveball, you know?
Mm.
But it's up to you how you're going to, you know, make and turn that curveball into a positive. And how you're going to use it to your benefit instead of seeing it as something that's a speed bump.
Mm.
A speed bump, yes, it's going to slow you down. But maybe slowing you down is a good thing. Maybe if you had gone too fast, you would have crashed.
Yeah. So what's the motivation for this week? What's the message other than consistency?
Well, the message that I did post up was, you know when you feel like you're not doing enough or you should be doing a lot more work just because you're not getting the desired results that you want, right?
Yeah.
Toxic thoughts. That's just completely toxic thoughts. This life thing, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Slow progress is still progress.
Yeah, as long as you see yourself moving forward.
At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know, people get caught up in comparing themselves to somebody else's rate of success. Nah, B, don't do that.
We're all on different journeys,
don't
right?
Don't do that.
Yeah. No, but at least you're doing that, man. I feel like it's important to have people who are human, make mistakes, but still get the shit done.
Yeah.
Because it's proving to people that, you know, nobody's perfect.
Exactly, hijack.
And people who are not perfect are killing the game. Imperfect people. So there's absolutely no need to be insecure about who you are.
And they're making millions. Millions. Jay-Z, Kevin Hart.
Doug, cheating on fucking Beyonce, and he's the closest to a billion on the board as a rapper.
You know? But at the end of the day as well, I mean, because people also give me feedback and let me know how they feel about the message, which I really do appreciate. I mean, there's nothing like your message being received.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to one person, I'll do it for that one person.
Exactly. It's like after a show, a comedy show, and somebody comes up to me and says, dude, you're actually funny. That's like, I'm done. Thank you. Thank you very much. You by yourself have made my night. Yeah. Somebody relates to me. I'm not alone. You know, and that's what we're all trying to get to that place where we realize we're all the same. That's why we're on the airwaves. That's why we speak so much on Twitter. We all want the same things. We all have the same desires, but we've been thinking about it the wrong way. And like I'm saying, there's a revolution coming. We leaders, let's take it to the future.
Wake up.
The world is in our hands. Anyway, let's go for it, my boy. We're talking about our relationships with our barbers. Tell me, who's your barber, dog?
G-boy.
But G-boy.
The thing is, because, you know, I'm in the shower this morning. I'm washing my body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have a process now. Wash my body, get out of the shower, brush my teeth, then I wash my face. You know, you can't be gazing your face in the shower the way you do with your satellite green pass. So maybe you can, because you got that skin that's, you know, super hot fire.
But my
skin flops. It requires a certain kind of soap. You know what I'm saying?
Not Dove.
I don't use them.
I don't use them.
I usually use, you know, I'm sure it's part of the same holding group, like Johnson & Johnson's.
Yeah, I'm sure they're part of Unilever. Let's Google it quickly. But yeah, Unilever owns all of these cleansing products. Anyway, you were telling us about your routine.
You know, so, and then I'm thinking to myself, shit, man, because I recently got, you know, a fresh lineup, you know, and here's the thing. Every single guy, this nigga trims me. Every single time this nigga trims me. Especially at the back of my head. Yes, yeah, I get that thing that makes me look like those niggas that are on the ads of Bump. What is that? Via Bump. I'm like, this is not my life, you know?
Yeah, but the guy who is spirits, right?
Insane amount of spirits. To the point where I want to cry as a man. This is not life.
Let's not underestimate the spirit pain, my boy. That thing is a multi. Whenever I see it coming after the trim has come, like, oh, she did.
But at the same time, I mean, like, no matter how much spirits he applies, this shit still comes.
That's how sensitive
my skin is.
Yeah, that's wild.
And now he's cut me on my forehead. No, like, he trimmed me, but he trimmed me so bad that I have a line, but the line isn't my hairline. It's my skin that got grazed, you know?
Oh, shit.
So I'm done.
Yeah. Who, Chibo?
Yeah, I'm breaking up. I'm breaking up.
You're breaking up with Chibo?
Yeah, no, fuck him. Straight up. If you're in a relationship and they cheat on you numerous times and you give them multiple chances and you're still tipping them, you know, I'm tipping cheap boy.
I'm taking him out.
I'm paying for his petrol. I'm paying for his electricity. What more do you want?
And he's taking you for a puss.
And he's still... Nah, bro.
And people don't realize the trim is the most important part of the cut.
Bruh.
If you fuck the trim up, the haircut is done.
I mean, you can fuck the haircut up and get the trim on point. People will think, oh, this is a new style.
Yeah, exactly. But if you fuck the trim up, you're like, dog, that balance, though. Hey. You look like you're on a seesaw right now. So that's why. Can I tell you the truth about Chibwe? Because we used to get our haircut both together at him. But I found my guy. But with Chibwe, hey, it was so rough. Because let's say you'd go first, and then I'd go after. Homie doesn't even wash my hair. I see him treating your hair nicely. I'm like, ah, doggo, why are you leaving me out here in the cold? I must just cut my hair like this. Maybe it's because our hair is different styles, right? And mine is that, like, grungy, dirty, wavy type of shit. And yours is that prim and proper, you know? But I felt hurt.
You felt neglected.
Yeah, I felt neglected. So I was like, oh, this is not my guy, obviously. He was always your guy. So I went and I found my own Didier Cuts. Now that guy, I know, he shows me mad love, man. It's just the way he cuts my hair like it's art. You know when you just have to, when you can just close your eyes and open them when the haircut's done, and you know you'll look magnificent. That's your guy. You know, he focuses. There's precision, you know. He's trying to make me wavy. You know what I'm saying? We can see you, barbers. That's the most important thing. I think we can actually see these homies. We know if this is real to you. Because some people just think because they've got clippers, they can cut hair. People don't know there's actually people who study this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, who do you, in terms of barbers, all right? Because the majority of them that I've recognized are not South Africans.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But now, if we had to do the Barber Shop Olympics.
Yeah.
What's your top three? Your podium finishes in terms of because you have to recognize that Americans, you know. Those niggas can cut hair.
Yeah, but I've never experienced that.
Okay, yeah.
So out of the people I've experienced, I'd say Nigeria number one.
Yeah.
Coloured number two. Just because coloreds know how to do that razor blade trim, bro. That fine ass razor blade trim from the Shwepa boys back in Hayden. Yeah. They know how to do that razor blade trim, which is always the best. And then South African niggas. Yeah. But South Africans are also usually the cheapest. Also, this is the one dope thing about being black. Okay, one of the many is how cheap our haircuts are compared to other varieties of skin. You know, like, I hear these homies paying boy 80, 100, 150 bucks for a haircut.
When you come out, you're fine.
Yeah, you're the same. No, I actually made a blunder one time. This is part of the reason why you have to stay dedicated to one barber, right?
Yeah.
I made a blunder one time. I think it was in grade 8. I was desperate for a haircut, but I couldn't find a...
You went with Cray, I'm sure.
No, I went to a white barber, and it was such a mess. Like, it was 60 bucks, and at the time, haircuts were going for 20 for black people. But I waited for this haircut, it was 60 mare, and she fucked me up. But it was so awkward, because when I walked in, you could see, like, they started panicking. They're like, we don't know what to do with this. But we're not going to chase him away, right? Is that going to make us look like racists?
Nah.
We might as well all be wearing black. I went in and I also started to feel a little bit apprehensive. Because, you know, the energy of the room, it comes to you, you know?
Yeah,
and
I was like, it must be a vibe. Yeah, I must, like, be so
feel cute. Like, yeah, no, I'm going to be lit here. But everybody's like, we don't know what we're gonna do here.
You were the only one.
Yeah, they didn't even trim me, dog. They just cut it to where they saw, okay, it looks like the brush cut I've seen on all these other niggas. So I'm gonna take it that to be that. And you see, once it's gone too low, it's over.
Yeah.
You just have to wait for it to grow again.
Hey, like I hate it when they wanna when I'm just doing like a, what do you call this now? A fade, you know. With a fade, you don't start out without adding like a number one or whatever.
Hey, dog, you then wanna come straight with the clip?
You know, straight metal on my head. Zzz, I'm like, yo. Now I've got a landing strip on my corp. I have to go cheesy or low brush.
That's a benefit. We can always go cheesy. Yeah. Like, that's what I've always thought about if I got an impandlan. Like, if my hair just started falling off, I'd go straight for the cheese every time.
But it doesn't suit everybody.
Ah, dog, but it's better than rocking an impandlan.
Yeah.
I'd rather cut cheese than rock an impandlan.
Shout out to all the people that are suffering from hair loss and hey. You know, hairline problems. I see y'all.
We know it hurts. So tell me, who's your next guy? How do you find the next guy, actually?
Actually, straight up, because at work, they pay for our grooming, you know, because we got to look so fresh and so clean.
Oh, hectic.
You know, and I've been trying to, like, you know, because I'm on this Zuma vibe as well a little bit, you know. I'm trying to get that money.
Yeah, you're so trying to get all the money.
I've been trying to get text and voice and go to G-Boy and then hand in that text and voice and then claim that money back. You know what I'm saying? But it's not working, so I got to follow the straight and narrow again because that's the person I am at the end of the day. But I'm going to go get my, haircut in Sanson. Sanson.
Oh really? Yeah. Who's in Sanson that can rock niggas?
Hey, this is gonna expose that I'm still nigga. There's a salon.
Yeah.
Is it a saloon or salon? It's a salon.
Saloon is that olden day bar.
All right.
Salute. Yeah.
All right.
So you're going to Sanson. Where's this place in Sanson? I've never seen
it. If you're by, where do you go again? It's like a mezzanine level. Opposite where I think Statifers used to be. Cell C. If you see Cell C, go up those stairs, just one floor. Two flights, but one floor.
What's the price like? Because we all know what Santa's like.
I ain't paying for it, though.
Oh, shit, that's so
because I'm going to claim back the money.
Yeah,
you know?
And I'll
have a text invoice. You know these niggas that give you a haircut for 20 bucks or 30 bucks? They don't give you no text invoice.
Yeah.
And really, who am I to want to go claim back 20, 30 bucks?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
like you'll just be the, what you call a Jew. Anyway, what was I saying? Okay, so
bless
now
you.
We're gonna go.
At
you, yeah, I did. Thank you so much for
you're
coming
welcome,
me there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let's go into some stories that have caught our attention over the week. It's been a crazy week in South Africa. It's always a lituation, and you're just gonna hear our opinions on it. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Come on, honey, at it again. Read about it. Extra,
place
grab, young fella.
Okay. Enough of that, young man. So many things that have been going on, man. Let's start with this MT thing. Just because I think it's the funniest one. This MT exposing his genitalia on a video on social media. This thing has gone viral. My favorite comment was about... no wonder why he has a song called Roll Up. You know, because he's 4'5", is uncircumcised. Like, oh, no wonder why he's singing Roll Up. People are so duous and unnecessary on social media.
Here's my thing as well. I saw somebody post that clip, I think on Facebook. Like, I'm like, okay, I see it's MT. I see this is a snapshot, you know, of... Or a recording of the Instagram live video. I'm like, okay, I'm going to look at this thing. Let me scan exactly what these people are all going crazy about on Twitter. I press play. Dog, it was literally like split seconds. And I'm not going to go rewind and pause exactly where
it's like, oh, shit, look at that nigga dick.
You know, so I'm like, I didn't even see it.
Dog, keep it us.
Yeah.
We all have
penises.
But
at the end of the day, Y'all are crying about a nigga just showing ipinasiyake on social media.
Yeah.
Dog, are you crying about the guys who do porn?
Exactly, Hajj. I leave that kid alone.
Dude, there are bigger problems for us to be going crazy about in this world than hey, MC's penis.
I think it was just a shock, though. It was. It's kind of shocking. It's the first time something like that happens that I'm aware of, especially in South Africa. Like, he's supposedly a celebrity, and his dick is just out. I mean, like, he's broken barriers.
Yeah.
He's breaking the ceiling. But, I mean, he's opened the gate for us. Now, I'll do a music video naked.
Yeah.
He's opening barriers for us. Show them, my boy. You David.
But at the same time, he's helping South African celebrities. He's take it to that place. You know, where we're controversial.
You know what I'm saying?
Where next thing you know, I can't wait for the sex tape. I cannot wait. I feel like a nigga, which rapper would you say is most likely to put out a sex tape? I feel like AK is that guy. Undercover.
And though. Bonang. I think Bonang's also low-key baddie. She wouldn't even mind if that thing was
like
coming
out. Like, even AK is taking us to that place.
Being with
Zinhle, then doing the Kevin Hart chat, Zying on Zinhle, and being with Bonang. And now also still out here in the streets.
Yeah. Okay, so that was hilarious. I laughed a lot at that. And also, a bit more serious news. A list of 10 illegally practicing medical practitioners have been released by the Health Professions Council of South Africa. They have been issuing bogus medical certificates for people to get off work in the Western Cape.
Why didn't you do that in Joburg? You know, you let that shit fly. Nice.
Hey, but dude, people have been going to doctors, even legitimate doctors, for fake doctor's notes.
Yeah, but also, because I heard that on the news as well. And they were collecting money from you know, these SASSA cards as well. But you're not a legitimate, you know, operation.
Medical practice.
Like, so what are you doing? You know? And dishing out doctor's notes, maybe it's just for, you know, minor things. You know, the common cold, you know, the flu, whatever. But when it gets to more serious things, how are you able to diagnose that person when you ain't even got the foggiest clue what the fuck's wrong with that guy?
Dude, do you reckon you've ever been to a phony doctor?
No.
You got that medical
aid. I won't lie. There was this one time, I'm not saying that it was a phony guy, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is, but my stomach just doesn't work well with, like, mass production in terms of course and all of that shit. So whenever I go back home for a wedding, I don't chow too much of the food or like a funeral. I don't chow too much of the food because my stomach always gives me the runs and shit like that. Anyway, one time I went 2 bucks because I was too hungry. Mom and dad took me to the hospital. But they didn't take me to the hospital, I mean, to a doctor or anything like that. They took me straight to Ngaka. Like on the side of the door, said, Ngaka. Then it translated into doctor. Then I was like, shit, it's about to get lit up in here. Get inside, you know. Then my mom, even to me, she's like, okay, Bualia, and I hear. That time I don't even know a fucking word of Sotho. I'm fresh from the UK. Then he's like, bua. I'm like, Tumelang, in my mach, I'm like, and then the doctor
fresh
asked,
from the UK.
Fresh from the UK, mate.
my tummy, mate. I don't know what to tell you other than my fact that my tummy is a bit runny, you know.
I got the runs, you know what I'm saying. And then the doctor as well, you can see that it's a bit of a struggle. And at the same time, he's like, I'm like, whoa. Same time, I got healed and I'm like, man, let's step up.
We out. We done. You done now.
Skripa.
I don't know if I could ever go to like a traditional healer, man.
Okay, it wasn't a traditional
healer. No, I'm saying for me personally, I'm saying, do you think you could go to a traditional healer, like a sangoma, straight?
No, what am I doing in ladies' toilets? You know what I'm saying?
Straight. Bro, but it works for some people. Apparently, muti is a real thing. I've never experienced it, but I think it really does affect people. You know, like...
The thing is...
Apparently, there's a muti for, like, erectile dysfunction, where you just... you know, it feels to me a lot like those posters we see all over Joburg. Find a lost lover, penis enlargement, abortion, 30 minutes. You know, that's what going to the sarcoma feels like to me. Like, I just don't know what to expect. Is it a legitimate operation? Because it's on the other world, you know?
Yeah.
But I also feel like I should be interested in it as an African and as somebody who's ancestors have practiced this for centuries.
Yeah, but we as black people, we have a hell of a lot of superstitions.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's too much sometimes.
I'm cutting my nails at night. Apparently, you're not supposed to cut your nails at night. My mama has the biggest fit. And I'm like, why?
Cutting your nails at night, whistling in the house.
And I'm like, how? When you whistle, you're most likely to call a dog. How the fuck am I going to call a snake?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I completely agree. We do have a lot of superstitions. But I wouldn't go to that. But I also wouldn't go to like a palm reader. Or I don't want to...
Tarot card reader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In terms of my superstitions, God, whatever it may be, I don't want to get influenced by these other strange beliefs. Because I genuinely do think that the world is based on your beliefs. Mm. Whatever you believe will be your reality, you know. So as soon as you hear ideas from these people and it sounds convincing because they're convinced, now you also believe that. And now that affects your whole world, you know. So I'd rather be superstitious on my own, you know, meditate to my God. We have our own chats. And we make our own plans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what's the plan?
What's
bro?
The plan, G? You know, holla at me, though.
At the same time, we, you know, as black people, like, because I know there's a lot of people that don't necessarily believe in this whole Sangoma thing. But we're quick to pick up Western beliefs.
Yeah, we've been quick. And religion is so bogus, bro. Religion is full of shit. The only thing...
It needs to be a thing of if you're gonna be so conscious about, you know, the beliefs from your own African upbringing, then you must be so conscious about what you're picking up from the Western world. Don't come, no, mom, like really, there's Sangoma, no,
not possible.
But we're gonna go to River's Church,
yeah, for Jesus, for Jesus. Here's my thing about religion. I think it's absolute bogus, but I do believe in the higher power, right? But what most people don't understand is that they believe in higher powers as well. They just don't know it. A higher power is just the forces of nature that you can't control or change.
Exactly, AJ.
That's it. The fact that we don't control it all means that there's something above us.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So whether you believe or not, it's up to you, but it's obvious and it's in your face. The seasons change without your consent, you know?
And that's why we say we're all part of something bigger.
Bigger.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
It's not about you. Anyway, on to some more news. All right, so everybody is getting had out here in these streets. Kevin Spacey was accused for molesting a 14-year-old boy. And he says in his statement that he was a little bit drunk and that he's now coming out as a gay to defend himself. He's like, I'm actually gay and I'm drunk.
Yeah, well, why are you being gay? With a little ass nick.
Yeah, and like the only thing that excuses is dancing to Britney Spears on a table in the club. Like that's as far as it goes. But using drunkenness, especially drunkenness, as an excuse for bad behavior in any way is always stupid. That's the worst excuse in the world. You know, no, I cheated because I was drunk. I sexually assaulted because I was drunk. Oh, I hit my woman because I was drunk. And people cover under that like it makes it all right. Either stop drinking or just don't be an asshole.
Yeah, that's why I gave up sauce.
Hey, you'll get lost in the sauce. You'll get lost in the sauce. All right. And also, this one is a bit more sensitive, but I'm fucking over it. Because I was a little bit upset by Black Monday. I don't know if you saw the protest that took place on Monday for the farm murders. They rallied. They got some peeps together. They were praying. They blocked roads on the N3. Police did nothing. But if it's a nigga, we get shot with rubber bullets, tear gas flows. You know, so it just disturbs me how little a black life matters. But yeah, hashtag all lives matter, by the way. If you're one of those people, can you see what we're talking about? Oh, probably not. You just want that ignorant veil, right? Aight.
For me, fuck Black Monday, straight up. And I'm not even going to lie. I'm not saying fuck the lives that were lost. No human's life deserves to be taken away from them, you know. RIP to the farmers who did die. I'm saying fuck the movement.
Yeah. No, it's not necessary. I have no problem with protesting. Whatever you want to protest about, protest it.
That specific movement was not inclusive of everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
And injustice is imposed upon everybody else.
Yeah.
I saw this interview. No. The 702 guy that was doing the afternoon drive. I think it was on Tuesday or the Monday afternoon that it actually happened. However, all right, he was also mentioning that when... there are attacks by the farmers on the actual workers who are black. Nothing is done.
Yeah. No, I completely get it, man. I have no problem with the actual protesting. People must protest for what they believe in. But the problem that I have is with the apartheid flag, firstly, being used. I think it should be outlawed. And secondly is, you know, the fact that we have been protesting, us as black people. But when we do it, we black, we're lazy, we're looking for a day of work. But then when they do it, it's now legitimate, you know. And I don't understand why the apartheid flag has to be brought up. Why is it even there? Like, that's the type of thing that I don't understand. Why is race involved? If it's about murders, it's about murders.
Figile Mbalula just needs to show these people that the tingo skrrr pa! Pa pa ka ka ka! Skibiki pa pa! And a doop 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 boom! Skia!
That's so dope. All right, so yeah, that was Black Monday, and also those ticks, racists. But
what's new though?
Yeah, still nigga, right? Still nigga. It's okay, I'm gonna be a kaffir. Call me a kaffir, dog. I say, what up, kaffir? You good, dog? You good? Because I was really upset, man. I even tweeted, I was like, I'm ready for this race war. Just set me up in a Woolworths with an equal. Take out a 5 or 6, you know. And if I go out after that, I'm like, I did my people proud, represent niggas. I'll die for my people. That's how deep this runs for us, and that's what most people don't get. But I got over it, you know. Like, I came back home from Peter Maritzburg, chilled at home, had a J, calmed down, and I was like, yeah, you know. But still, fuck white people.
for me, at the same time, I was so over it from the beginning. Mm. You know, obviously it was a heck and a half seeing this shit. But
they're young, man. That's what pisses me off. They're young.
They're part of our generation.
Yeah, even younger. It means their parents are still teaching them this shit. This is just how they think,
you know. Mm. But at the same time, I heard that because one of my homies, Tobani Moyo, I saw. So now, at the end of it, it sounds like she's actually saying, "Don't tell Tobani." Yeah. And I'm like, "Hey, nigga, you fucking with these people, dog?
I can't fuck with
you if you fuck with these people."
Yeah,
bro.
Then they're apologizing on their whole physiotherapy group or whatever. What are you apologizing for? You're a racist. It's done. It's like apologizing for being gay. It's over.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. That's the only way. You got to go.
It's either. Okay. Now, the way I see, you got two choices. See, you kill yourself or I kill you. I ain't gonna kill my... I see you the hard way.
Alright, yeah, whatever, racist. We so over you, man. We living our lives and we're gonna flourish in your face. We coming for everything. That's including the land. Anyway, that's all the time we have today. We are going to wrap up with the Worst Guy Cypher, as we always do. It's been a pleasure and a treat. Please hit us up on all the social medias if you have something to say. Talk to us, man. We're some pretty nice people. I won't even lie to you. All right. We on. And we're going strong. We can't be here long, because our time is up. And we're running so fast, I'm like, wait for Nikak, yo, even though he's injured, he still can beat me with the flow.
Why you rapping so fast? I mean, you gotta make it last. I mean, you rapping like you just had a fart, and the wind escaped your ass, and the wind just escaped your ass, and it is making the room smell so fast.
Oh man, I got the blast, I gotta take the rocket, cause I know that they never ever stop it, cause this fart is coming out of me, and it's coming out consistently. You see, like you on Instagram, G.
Many people, when they fart in the room, they seem to be so consumed by the smell of the toxic. The toxic smell is so sick, and then they seem to point out another prick. That's you!
Oh man, leave me out of that shit. I don't wanna get down in your old shit, cause I'm just doing what I wanna do, and I don't even make a room boom like you. So let me take my time, let me say this rhyme, cause I'll be your forever on the grind. Let me drink some tequila, maybe add some lime, and we gon' do it sometime again.
But hey, I'm always drinking protein shakes, and you know that the protein farts make me relate. Hey, so maybe I should get a butt plug just to stop all of that thing, cause that's not so thug-a-thug. Butt plug. Hey, what do you think about a butt plug?
I don't know why we're talking about butts so much, but we always do what we do. It's the Worst Guys.
Wake up.
We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.